be great at customer service, sales, and must have a valid driver's license for delivery. JoJo's Flowers is looking for someone who's energetic, computer literate, and good at Facebook and Instagram. Please send resumes to jojosflowers@yahoo.com. That's JoJosFlowers at YAHOO.com. JoJo Flowers is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYTKQJO-FM.
Wade Hampton in the Weather Center. Let's check our Monday forecast. In Shreveport, look for partly cloudy skies with a high at 65, overnight lows at 52. Mostly sunny in Monroe with a high at 62, overnight lows at 52. Lake Charles will be cloudy, high temperature at 68, lows overnight at 56. Mostly cloudy in Natchez, Mississippi, high temperature at 64, overnight lows at 53. And here in the Central City, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high at 63, overnight lows at 52. And that's a look at your Monday weather forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Minister Lily B. here this morning with our message. Today I am going to talk to you about how do you stay spiritually focused. Amen. And the scripture I'm using, one of the scriptures I'm going to be talking about, is Proverbs 16:3. Commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. Amen. The other scripture is Proverbs 23:17. Let not your heart envy sinners, but continue in the fear of the Lord all the day. All the day. Amen. Those are just two scriptures that I found, but the one I'm going to concentrate on is Proverbs 16:3. Committing your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established. Amen. I believe we all would agree staying focused now more than ever is very important in this season of our lives. Distraction is the opposite of focus. We are constantly tempted to pull away from a consistent focus on Christ. As a result, we often find ourselves being tossed to and fro by the concerns of life and the cares of this world. Keeping focus on Christ means that we are purposefully fading out everything that pulls away from our connection with Him. The key word I said there, we are purposefully finding out everything that pulls away from connecting with Him. In other words, you got a purpose in your heart to stay connected to God and what God is saying concerning you in this season and every season. Amen. It's a disciplined lifestyle of choosing to see every blessing and struggle through the lens of Christ, which is not easy. We are humans and we have human frailties. We don't want to do anything that's not going to make us feel good, that's convenient and easy and don't cost us nothing. How can we stay focused in a world of busyness? We are all very busy people. You hear it all the time. I'm so busy, I can't get nothing done. We don't realize the words that we say. We're so busy, we can't get nothing done. Amen. And most of the time, if you're that busy, you are not getting anything done. Amen. The first thing I have here, how can we stay focused? That's what I'm talking about. How can we stay focused in a world of busyness? Focus on God. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. That's Psalms 34 and 5. You need to be faithful to God. You should not only read the Bible, but also practice what it says. Surround yourself with like-minded people, that help you enhance your spiritual life, and stay away from people, places, and things that will lessen your walk with God or pull you away from God. In other words, don't get sidetracked. Stay focused on what you're committed to do. Amen. The next one I have you ever been in the company of someone who makes time with God a priority? There is a certain radiance in their attitude, their prayer life, and overall outlook on life. Investments of focusing intently on God instead of your circumstances magnify his glory in your life. Seek after the Lord first in your day with a precision like focus on his presence. And when I say precision, that means like a surgical focus on what God is saying and doing in your life. That means you got to make it a priority. Do it with clarity. Don't go in blindly, one-sided, thinking whatever. Know where you're going, know why you're going, and what you plan to accomplish when you get there. Amen? Staying focused. The second one I have is focus on eternal life. It's so easy to get caught up into the cares of this world and neglect the hope we have in the next one. And for scripture reference, this is 2 Peter 3 and 13. I'm just giving you the scripture so you can go back and read it. There is nothing wrong with being involved or engaged in work-related issues, family demands, our community concerns. Our problems arise when we let them take so much ground in our lives that we forget this place is not our home. We are simply traveling through this world. I remember a song that we used to sing way back when, I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through this world of woe. Amen. Sometimes we sing songs without understanding what the words are saying. So this song stipulates that we are all wayfaring strangers traveling through this land to our real home. Amen. And it also alerts you to the fact that there are going to be woes in this land that we are traveling through. This is not a smooth journey. Amen. This is a tumultuous journey. There's going to be a lot of pitfalls in this journey. You know, if you're aware of some things that is going to happen on the journey, you're more apt to be prepared. Amen? It's almost like being in the military, and I always say that because I spent 20 years there. We would prepare for a mission. We knew the potholes. We knew where things were going to go possibly wrong. And I think it's in our Christian journey, we forget. We just think this is, once you say I do to God, hey, everything ought to be gravy. We ought not to have no more problems. We ought to just sail on in, amen? I know a lot of us think that way, amen, because I used to too. Our problems arise when we let them take so much ground in our lives. When we forget about God and we get consumed with our lives here on earth and forget about this is just a transition that we are going further. Hopefully, we all will make heaven our home. Amen. The next one is focus on things above. Colossians 3 and 2. Set our minds on things above, not on earthly things. I hear my sister say that all the time. Focus on things above, not on earthly things. But we get so wrapped up in earthly things, we forget and be like we're going to live here forever. Amen. And do no preparations for the next part of the journey. At this very moment, Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God, interceding for you and I and all who belongs to him. Many times we pray through tough times, difficult times, and it feels like our trials will never change. Not only does the Lord motivate other believers to pray for you, Jesus himself is praying for us. Every time you pray, remember that the Lord is praying along with you and with you and I. That God's will be done in our lives. These are things that we have a tendency to forget. We think when we are praying by ourselves. We don't realize God calls other people to pray on our behalf. And the main thing here is Jesus is interceding for us continuously, all the time. We may not feel like he's there, but trust me, he's there because he gave us a promise. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. In Numbers 20 said, the Lord is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he needs to repent. So he assures us that as long as we are his children, he is going to be with us. Even sometime when we are not his children, he's still with us. Amen. God loves us, wants the best for us, and continually trying to get us over on his side. Amen. Our trials and tribulations sometimes cause us to look to Jesus. I think that's one of the reasons we have them. Because if we never had trials, if we never had any situations going in our lives, we would never pray. You know what I'm saying? If you never had no rain in your life, you don't know how to put a raincoat on. Amen. Same thing with the word of God. I just simplify it because it makes it so much sense to me. If you never have any rain in your life, you don't worry about no raincoat. But if you have some rain, you're going to get prepared with a raincoat, the galoshes, and an umbrella because you don't know when it might rain. Same thing with our Christian life. You don't know whenever the enemy's gone through, throw a boomerang and get you off course. Amen. Focus on the right path. Every day there are different paths for us to take. This is Proverbs 23:19. Every day there are different paths for us to take. We choose daily the path of right or wrong. Sometimes the right path is filled with uncertainty. Does God really hear my prayers? Does God really want me to go this way? It's a risk sometimes. Or disruption. Sometimes the enemy will cause something to happen in your life or God don't answer you right then. And it's the disruption to where we are, how we got our life planned. You know, we like to put things the way we want them. And we don't want nobody to come in and discourage or throw us off track, as I call it. We all do it. I make plans for my life. I make plans for my day. And I don't want nobody coming up and telling me just the opposite. We are that way with God. Amen. And we wonder, how is all this going to work out? God say everything that go on for us, the good, the bad, and the ugly, is for our good. He didn't say the ugly. I just added that in there. But the good and bad, everything happens for your good. We always got to remember that. Whatever is going on, sometimes stuff we cause by our own self, God uses for your good. But if we trust in the Lord, he will surely lead us to the right way. It's our responsibility to choose the right thing, even if it brings pain. Amen. Christianity comes with responsibility. This is not a free ride. Amen. Jesus went to the cross, so we have a cross also to bear. So these are things that we just need to constantly remind ourselves of, that we need to stay focused and realize these are things that's going to happen in this Christian walk and be prepared. The fifth one that I have is Psalms 119. This is where this comes from. Focus on what God has said, what God has decreed. And the scriptures say, my heart is set on keeping your decrees